I want to take a few clever steps and slip into my friend's best poem, hobbled by lonely brain, freed by anxious love, his images full of color, his breath encasing my body. This is the proper use of art. Desire should not be wasted on sweaty skin or pulsating wallets. My friend writes poems as if they were related to him. He speaks a language known to silent wolves. He invites me not, but only squares things with the world. I like to lie back in his best poem, my hands cupping my restful head, ready to be a verb if he needs me, willing to live with colors I've never seen before. I'm not looking for the impossible. I only itch to mean something to his happy readers, those readers who admire his deft hand, his quick eye. I would gladly take a running start and dive face first into the best stanza of our best poem. The lights would come on again all over Paris, all over Regina, music of the spheres and all other primary shapes. Falls from the dark sky. I'd gladly make way for his favorite strophe. Step aside as eager tropes lift wise beauty to this page. This will be no sheet, but a globe made of rounding birds. Oh, that's kind of good. A home for eternity, a sound no reader has made or heard. I am heard bird.
I never noticed
that before. I am filled with wanting to bide until his back is turned, to escape his mindful gaze, to become the very cadence of his heart for all time.